What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministers of Industry and Commerce, Federico Alfaro, and Environment, Melisiades Concepcion, must appear on the 10th of January before the National Assembly to answer 23 questions on the negotiations of the new contract with Minera Panama. This was established by the Board of Directors of the Assembly after the afternoon of Tuesday. The plenary approved to summon the officials to give the details of the conversations with the company. The officials were summoned for 4 p.m. It corresponded to the Deputy Juan Diego Vasquez to present and support the summons last Tuesday, which was supported by the various benches of the legislature. Among the questions are, what is the current state of the negotiations? Is there a roadmap, deadline established for completion? How did the government arrive at the figure of $375 million in contributions? What are the obstacles holding back the negotiations? Also, the company has said that it agrees with the payment of contributions of $375 million. Is that true? If true, what are the conditions stop negotiations? And why was it that after months of announcing the agreement, the company decided not to sign the contract? A criminal complaint, the alleged commission of the crime of infringement of the duties of public servants, was filed on Wednesday before the public ministry. This was against the Minister of Public Works, Rafael Sabonge, by the lawyer Abdiel Enrique González Tejera. The complaint, presented by Tejera, states that the poor condition of the streets and the avenues throughout the country has been made public in various media, and that said situation has caused an undetermined number of vehicular accidents. In his complaint, Tejera also explains that among these accidents, the death of a patient who was transferred in an ambulance from the Esquiel Abdia Hospital in Sonar, province of Aragua, was reported. It was alleged that the patient died when the ambulance fell into a hole and one of the vehicle's wheels came off, causing the driver to lose control. In addition, it details that hundreds of users of the road network have reported damage to their vehicles due to the poor condition of the streets. The complaint asks the public ministry to carry out a forensic audit of all the programs destined to the repair of streets, maintenance, and execution of works. This Friday, the 6th of January, the service for collecting signatures in support of pre-candidates for free application will be suspended for 24 hours through all channels enabled for this purpose. This was announced this Wednesday by the Tribunal Electoral. The presiding magistrate of the Tribunal Electoral, Alfredo Honka Vendehaki, recalled that Thursday, the 5th of January, expires the deadline to make changes of residence in view of the 2024 general elections. Now, as a result, the electoral organisation must adapt the register and the electoral registry to be able to continue the process without affecting any of the candidates, and thus they can have the lists and that the signatures are valid, it was specified. The Tribunal Electoral reiterated, as stipulated in decree of May the 29th of 2022, on January the 5th of 2023, the procedures for change of residence must be completed for the publication of the preliminary electoral roll in the electoral bulletin, which will take place on the 20th of January, which is a Friday. The magistrate added that on the 7th of January, the service for collecting support signatures will resume, which advances at a good pace. Now, this indicates, according to Vendehaki, that technology has helped to eliminate this serious problem that we had during the last electoral process, which was the appearance of false signatures, signatures of the deceased, signatures of foreigners, of minors. All of this has remained in the past despite their small setbacks. And as of this 4th of January, the Tribunal Electoral issues a new national identity document. This will apply to adults, youth, permanent resident cards, and for the first time, the permanent resident card for foreign minors, as was announced this Wednesday during the official presentation of the document at the headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral. The new national identity document includes a design with high security standards, informed the substitute magistrate and national director of ID. This is Gilberto Estrada de Icaza. And he added that this material is more resistant, with a shorter printing time, which makes delivery to the user faster. It should be noted that these new identity documents will be issued when the current ID expires. In the case of the permanent resident card for minors, the resolution of the National Immigration Service is first necessary. During the presentation to the media, Estrada de Icaza said that it is 100% polycarbonate document, a thermoplastic material with maximum security and maximum durability. It has a map of the national territory in its upper part that has optical ink, a ghost image in one of the corners that contains the date of birth of the citizen, and a world logo that identifies organ donors. On the back of the document, there are two QR codes, module for storing information in a data matrix or in a two-dimensional barcode. The one on the right side has the user information that appears on the front of the document, while the other QR, that is, the one on the left, has all the biometric data. But this one is encrypted, and the Tribunal Electoral is the only one that has the key to decrypt it, warned Estrada de Icaza. The official also mentioned that the new document has a code associated with the International Civil Aviation Organization standard, which in the future may allow users to travel between countries with which we have agreements without the need for passports. In this presentation were the magistrates Alfredo Juncker Vendahaki, Eduardo Valdez Escofri, and Luis Guerra. Various civil society organisations announced on Tuesday that they will file legal actions in the coming days against Law 351 of December the 22nd of 2022, which modifies the organic law of the Comptroller General of the Republic. We express our concern and resounding rejection of this regulation since it violates the Constitution by creating privileges for officials of the Comptroller's Office, says a statement signed by the Centre for Democratic Initiatives, Centre for Environmental Advocacy, Panama, Civitas Panama, Council of Former Presidents of Panama Unions, Civic Space Foundation, Foundation for the Development of Citizen Liberty, Transparency International of Panama, Anti-Corruption Citizen Movement, Independent Movement for Panama, known as MOVIN, and Young Panama Movement and the National Network of Youth for Transparency. This new legislation also modified Law 67 of 2008 that regulates the jurisdiction of accounts. Now, according to the organisations, Law 351 weakens Panamanian institutions in terms of preventing and punishing public corruption by granting the Comptroller General discretionary powers that will allow him to decide without any counterweight what to investigate or stop investigating. After learning about the position of these organisations, Comptroller Gerardo Solis sent a note inviting these groups to a meeting at the institution. The note states that it publicly invites said civil society organisations to listen to their apprehensions and reasonably present the benefits and advantages of the new law. Well, last December, President Laurentino Cortizo sanctioned the law after classifying it as opportune and necessary for the updating and modernisation of the Panamanian state. The new standard allows the Comptroller to approve or archive audit reports and investigations at his discretion. That's it. There we go. That's our look. Those are some of those things that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's programme.